Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
For one visit to Minnesota and then the rest of the time here in Pennsylvania, 67 county tour trying to take illegal aliens off the voting rolls, if there are any. He also now commissioned a poll. Good for him. I've always liked this. And it's got some really hopeful information here, but realistic, saying that Harris and Trump are neck and neck. It was commissioned by Early Vote Action PAC. They are head to head. Now, you know about RFK Jr. with the bear, Dan. I mean, how many nutbag things is this guy involved in, right? I don't know if that's going to hurt him as far as voters.
What, Dom? You've never gotten drunk and, you know, thrown a bear into Central Park and pretend it was hit by a bike?
God, yeah.
Yeah, it's a common thing we all do.
Of course,
you know?
And two joggers. I mean, it's just the guy's.
Yeah, you
okay,
know.
You're seeing my.
It's one of those normal days riding home and person in front of me in a van hits a bear, you know.
Imagine,
decided I was going to pick it up and skin it for road.
And I don't get the wife. What did she see in this guy? But that's another story. Let's go to Scott Presler here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott.
Cheryl Hines eating a bear.
Welcome back in, and congrats on getting your first poll commission.
Thank you. Yes, so this was Fabrizio Lee and Associates. And as you mentioned, in a head-to-head, the poll shows 48-48, Harris-Trump. And then when you add the other candidates, like you just mentioned, RFK Jr., Dr. Jill Stein, Dr. Cornell, it's still 45-45 with, I think, 4% going to RFK and then 2% to others with some undecideds out there. And so this is, look, no one ever said this was going to be an easy race, and especially with the Democrats seeing Biden so unfavorable that they undemocratically had to force him out and install Kamala. But the honeymoon phase, we're going to find out today whether or not that's over. I still have yet to receive data from the Department of State, and I have been messaging them once a day, every day, simply asking the Pennsylvania Department of State, can they with certainty tell me that not a single non-citizen or illegal alien is on the voter rolls in Pennsylvania? And they have not been able to answer that question.
Well, if you find time, my buddy, tongue-in-cheek, Al Schmidt, who's Mr. Let's Stop Misinformation, okay. He really is the czar. You think he would be able to answer that. So, Scott, I commend you, and you're going to be on a tour around this county to county. I wanted to go back to the poll, though, first, though. One sub-headline here, which I think is important, that persuadable voters, and there may be, there's still a number of them out there one way or the other, the more they hear about Harris, the more they actually have information about what she did as DA and about her positions, which she still has not renounced. This is an interesting strategy, Scott, where she has some person we never hear behind the scenes say, she's fine with fracking now. She either has to say it one way or another. These persuadable people, the more they hear about her, because how much is unknown about Trump? Very little. I mean, everybody in the world knows anything you want about him. She's more unknown.
I agree. And at the end of the day, look, it showed she's more unfavorable than Trump is, even in this quote-unquote honeymoon phase. And with the stock market crashing, when people are going to look at their 401ks with the continuing rise of gas prices, food prices, and if Kamala's in there, your electricity bills are going up because she will cut down on fracking. She will cut down on natural gas, which is critical to jobs in the infrastructure of Pennsylvania. And so I think as people learn more, as you just mentioned, I think her unfavorable is going to go up, and you're going to see President Trump go up in Pennsylvania. But with that being said, we need to continue registering voters. And so I'm very proud to see that at this moment in time, my organization, Early Vote Action, we have hired a full-time state director in Pennsylvania. We have 6 full-time staffers on the ground right now across PA, and we are onboarding more with the hope of having a total of 19 full-time staffers across PA going into the November election.
Well, wait a minute, though. Here's the project I'm most interested in, the cloning, Dan, yes, of Scott Presler. How has that gone on? Have we cloned him yet.
Well, there's already 16 of him.
Well, yeah, but I want the original clone here.
This is the original Scott Pressler we're talking to.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and it's also going to turn into a tour. So, yes, I announced, you know, I'm actually stuck in Tampa right now. You got this terrible weather pattern going on, and so my flights are getting canceled, and I'm using my time to get more volunteers, sending them to our full-time staffers across the state. But as soon as I get back, I'm going to embark on a 67 Commonwealth tour across the state. And as I'm visiting, you know, the Wayne County Fair, to the Juniata Fair, to the Washington Fair, and hitting every single county, I'm also going to be hand-delivering a note from Early Vote Action to every single board of election, basically stating to them, we would like confirmation in writing that not a single illegal alien or non-citizen is on the voter rolls. But furthermore, we want to find out, what are they going to do to ensure that Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, for example, does not run out of paper ballots on Election Day? I want to hear their plan to know how many paper ballots they are ordering, how many they have on hand, how many they plan on having on hand 2 weeks before Election Day, to make sure that none of those things that have been going wrong on Election Day in the past are not going to also happen on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. And so we're very serious from not only doing voter registration and hiring, but making sure that we have election integrity, and I am forcing the Department of State to act.
Absolutely. Scott, you in Tampa, you may not have seen this, but the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania has ruled that digital images of completed absentee and mail-in ballots are to be considered public records. That means you can't get rid of them. And that's a great way, I think, to assure people, and that's what you're trying to do too on this, and I am, with mail-in balloting, and also to put the fear of God, hopefully, into these county boards. This one in Erie, but it's across the state, this landmark decision. They must be treated as right to know and also as public records, that you cannot get rid of the digital records of this.
That's good. That's a victory. But remember, once a vote is locked in, it's very difficult to remove that vote. And the Democrats are going to be utilizing 50 days of early voting. And so, again, I hope everybody listening to this, that you've been listening for the last year while I've been going on Dom's show, the Democrats are going to have 50 days to play with, and we must have an all-of-the-above approach to voting if we're going to be successful. Now, I will say one other victory that I saw is I go onto the pavoterservices.pa.gov website where people can register to vote or change their party affiliation, and I noticed a slight change that they have now added at the very top, language red and bold, that says that not only must you be a resident of Pennsylvania, but you must also be a U.S. citizen. And I do think that our public pressure campaign daily has forced them to add that language. And so they're watching, and let's see if let's continue to put that very peaceful public pressure on the Department of State.
Absolutely. Where do people go for early vote action?
Please, we continue to need your financial help. Earlyvoteaction.com. If you want us to hire these 19 full-time staffers across the state, earlyvoteaction.com. We have WinRed, Anadot, checks, and we also accept crypto. So there is an opportunity for everybody to get involved.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you so much again. Constantly inventive and persistence is the watchword here.
And I want to make it clear that we, as a former dog walker and an animal lover, we will not be abusing any bears in the woods at earlyvoteaction.com. So you can support our work here.
Exactly. Thank you, Scott, very much. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, boys.
All right, Scott Pressler is going to come in studio, Dan, when he's here. I'd like to walk over to Philadelphia County office over there. Well, I like to see him with Al Schmidt, Mr. Misinformation, to see what Al Schmidt's going to do with this stuff. So, again, he's really the Secretary of Offense. Now he's a bit of the Secretary of Defense, Dan. He's a little bit coaching on the defensive side along with Linda Kurtz.
Sounds that way.
Yeah. By the way, happy to announce that Byron Donalds, Congressman Byron Donalds, will be on the show tomorrow at 12:30. We'll talk with him about his back and forth with Stephanopoulos. Look, I realize how vicious ABC would try to be with Trump if they're in there. Is there any chance, I'll ask him, though, that Harris would actually finally have to answer some questions? And I think Harris's advisors, Dan, the smarter ones, are saying, look, they're going to be going nuts saying you didn't do an interview and how could you be president? Don't listen to them. Just don't do it. You know you can't do it. That's what I'd be telling her. You know, come on, you can't do that. You can't take questions. Look at the Lester Holt interview. He wasn't killing you. He just wanted to know, when are you going to go to the border? We've been to the border. When are you going to go? I haven't been to Europe, too. What's your point? I could see her just randomly, Dan, throwing these out. Over and under, is she actually going to do a news conference, something like that?
No.
Well, I think a news conference she would do better.
Well,
because they might be able to get three or four of these people in the tank. If she does a one-on-one interview, then...
Yeah, even that, it's going to be pre-approved questions and all that.
That's harder for them to do. It'll come out more easily. You know, if you have a whole scrum and they're all yelling stuff, but you only call on three or four shills, might
really
be easier to get by.
Rust this again, Dom?
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
And I'd love to have Lester Holt. All right, Lester, what was going on in your head at that point? Where were you ready to come with the next question? Lester Holt just sat there like this, Dan, looking straight ahead. Oh, yeah, this is good. I think this could be a factor here because this would be really widespread. And Shapiro, even the chameleon, Dan, the one thing that I support him in, that he has been on record pro-Israel, what was it? Goldie, you can hide, going after that nonsense.
Yeah.
And even at the University of Penn, he's been pretty consistent in that. So if we're seeing here what is rumored to be happening, what they're expecting, immediate attack from Iran, would she really pull away from him? And I'd say possibly. And this will be a tell that even the Philadelphia Inquirer would have to acknowledge somewhat of how anti-Israel, anti-Semitic the National Democrat Party is and what they're afraid of, their mob. All kinds of stories today as they head back to school, which wouldn't even be after Labor Day. I guess it'll be in a couple weeks. You're going to see big encampments again. Good. Let's hope they're out there by the thousands, because every day, every point that they're doing that, people are going to be seeing this, and they're going to have to take a stand on it.
So did you see what happened while we were away with Shapiro? With the pro-Palestinian folk who were very upset about him being rumored as the VP.
Right.
Allegedly, when he was a teenager or soon after,
he
volunteered with the IDF, and they're very upset with that. And Shapiro had to issue an apology?
Well, he took it out.
He was only 20?
Yeah. Well, there's more. He took it out of his Wikipedia page that he did that. Wow. He also wrote a column saying that given the Palestinian point of view, Dan, you can't have a two-state solution. Hello, I agree with him. Now he's backtracked on that, saying when he wrote that op-ed, he was only 20. What would we expect?
Okay.
And you know what I would say to him on this? I want to see how consistent he is. How many people are under fire for just about anything on social media, even if they were in their teens? If they're conservative or anything, Kyle Rittenhouse, somebody like that. Shapiro was a very mature guy at 20. They had a story the other day about his bar mitzvah and running for president and all that. So he doesn't think he's changed in that position? I don't think so, Josh.
You want to hear more criticism about him from the leftist Twitter? From a New York correspondent for Haaretz, a opinion analysis from Israel, Middle East, Jewish world. Josh Shapiro's IDF duty is akin to Bernie Sanders' kibbutz stint. He's also been the most vocal critic of Israel among the frontrunners. Real problem with Shapiro is his alliance with Jeffrey Yass, who funds Israel's judicial coup and supported Trump's insurrection.
So, Jeff Yass.
Now they're coming after him for an alignment with Jeff Yass,
I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah, Yass supports a lot of people.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, Well, we have a school board member out there, Dan, and I'm not saying, you know, this guy didn't make a mistake on Twitter. His name is Formica, kind of like the Formica type of thing that they're trying to get
in Atlantic City, if it's the same family.
Yeah, trying to get rid of, because he put up on Twitter, I believe, according to the Inquirer, what exactly has this chick, meaning Kamala Harris, accomplished? Now, let's break this down a little bit with the word chick. You got to be really careful here. I know people are going, oh, my God. The Democrats are saying that's a lewd comment. How is chick lewd? You know, it's used derisively when you want to say someone who is not significant or something like that. He's doing it in that manner. But there's an all-out petition. So your rule, since you ruled on the golf ball, how about a ruling on chick? How big of an offense is that?
I think this is just another in a line of why the hell are we playing a game of identity politics?
Right.
As a party.
Yeah.
Like just if I were the guy, just apologize and move on.
That's
like why the hell are we playing? Like why are we making the issue now for voters becoming whether or not you're going to double down on insults and such, like it's been in the past when you have both a presidential administration and a local administration here that's screwing up. I don't know why we keep going down this path.
I think it's a fair point to say, what has she accomplished? Yeah, leave it at that. Yeah, that's what we're looking at. What has she accomplished as VP? That's a policy thing. That's a thing that you can certainly get into. You got to realize it's a losing game, to Dan's point. You go anywhere near this, and it's going to be blown up into something incredible. So he ought to apologize on this and then hope to move on. They want to take him out from the school board, though. But lewd, I mean, it's a 60s throwback or something, but I don't know anything that's lewd here.
Yeah.
All right. So are they waiting? Here's the question before us. Are they waiting? And the clock is ticking to see if Iran attacks today. There's a fear this is imminent. And would that influence, in other words, if Israel essentially by tonight, or sometime tomorrow, is at war with Iran during this, would that knock Josh Shapiro out of the box? And if so, why? Because he would support Israel against an existential threat, who, if they get a nuclear weapon, will use it? And the Harris messaging on Israel is, of course, I support the right of Israel to exist and defend itself, except she doesn't. Defend itself means killing everyone of Hamas. She doesn't support that right. By the way, what's the guy's name again, Dan? I forgot it. He's a great caller, too. Fired up Blazing Jesse.
Yeah, he actually just called in for the contest.
Oh, did he? Yeah, yeah, thanks, Jesse. We have missed you. You haven't called in a while. Blazing Jesse called you earlier and said, Dom, have any comments on the defacing of the World War One? Statue memorial there at Five Points, which is significant, over in Cottman Avenue. And it says Hamas is here. It could be these nuts would do it, or it could be a prank, or it could be somebody trying to gin up. A little hard to sell, I say, but I would say this, that it just shows even that area is changing. That's a highly traveled area. You know, standing there at that World War One monument doing that in the past, I think would have been clearly out of bounds. So we'll have to wait and see. I think it ought to be thoroughly investigated, though. I mean, this type of nonsense is certainly possible. Would somebody supporting Hamas do that at 5 points, though? Dan and I talked about it. To his point, I think it's more likely some kind of prank slash somebody trying to gin something up. It's bad enough as it is without defacing that. But 5 points is sacred ground.
I mean, it just seems stupid for anyone on the left to do that, to be honest. I mean, I think they're smarter than that, I guess. But
well,
seems like, yeah. It just seems like something a stupid teenager would do to try to stir controversy.
One thing I agree that's consensus today, though, it's going to be very surprising if Harris doesn't pick either Shapiro or this Walls guy. And this Walls guy, I'm praying almost that this guy is the choice, with throwing the frisbee to the dog, and he knows rural Pennsylvania. He'll be able to win them. No, your policies. Rural Pennsylvania knows you look down on them. You progressives, you hate them. They know that. they're the spot where Trump really came alive in 2016. So are they holding up Shapiro here because of what's going on in Israel? I think that's a real possibility, that it's this serious and they're looking at this, because by now we thought there'd be an announcement. Certainly if they're looking, yeah, I realize they don't go by the nightly news as much anymore, social media and all that. I can't imagine a holdup at this point. It's got to be Shapiro on paper. I mean, there's no doubt. She can't win the presidency unless she wins Pennsylvania. It would take some kind of string of something I can't even imagine. And if you want to win Pennsylvania, he's the guy, even though he's overrated. Do I believe Josh Shapiro has 61% approval rating in Pennsylvania? That is stunning to me. Based on what? What would that be based on? All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls, Earl of Tacony next, among others. Hit us on the side question, too. Waiting this out, maybe during Rich's show today, they'll announce, but I think could have something to do with Israel. Over the weekend, they rescinded the sales-free back-to-school supplies in New Jersey. Bellyaching, it would cost $35 million a year, and they're not going to have any of it. They want to waste it on something else. How do people continue to vote? How could this be the party? And what should Republicans do to seize on this? This is something that you would think would irritate people, given all these back-to-school lists, when they're spending all that money on sending their kids to New Jersey public schools. All that tax money, all the ridiculousness that we hear. How could they get rid of just this little niche like this that helped people get a computer, get other things, without the ungodly sales tax that Governor Christie is the one that allowed back in there big time and told us the trade-off is gasoline, gas taxes would remain the same. And then Murphy got in and said, no, I'm raising them too. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl. Afternoon. Yo, Earl.
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 Put him on hold. Usually he's, yeah, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Hey, Robert, good to talk with you again.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys, too. I hope you had a great weekend. I'm glad that you're okay from getting your top flight tattoo on your arm, Dom, and I'm glad it didn't hit your football throwing arm. Also, to that caller before who was telling you how great his 401k is, please take a look again, my man. That was because of green stocks that people were pressured to buy that were federally subsidized. The federal subsidies are drying up, and it's going to be a sell-off, and you're going to get killed if you have a lot of green stocks in your portfolio. And I'll leave that at that, because reality is about to hit home for these people. But my answer to the side question is, Dom, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? And I'll leave it at that.
Well, hold it. You know, Robert, that was so popular that 10 p.m. and like so, all right, 10 p.m. and that Fox 29 was using that for quite a while. They took that and used it as part of their newscast.
Well, on that little test back when they came out with it, the parents would have probably scored a high B, like 89. Nowadays, I doubt we would get a passing grade, Dom.
Good one, Robert.
You guys have a good one, all right?
I know where your children are.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
I was at a station down in Atlantic City that was still doing that, like in 2015.
Fox did it up until a number of years ago. I thought it was pretty catchy, a good one, a good PSA. Dan Leslie, we got to get to maybe tomorrow, but chasing toilet paper, a coronavirus PSA. That strikes me as comedy gold. Remember some of the stuff we had, Dan? We had a guy on talking about leaving your shopping goods at the door and then cleaning them off and all. Didn't seem preposterous then to me. At the height of it, we might have done anything, you know? The point is, as it continued, though, people still engaged in craziness.
Yeah. But, like, what do you need all that toilet paper for?
Yeah. Do you have that one or no?
It's just a parody video. It's all instrumental.
Oh, it's all, okay. Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210, you get on board. So, no more tax-free holiday for school supplies. It's a temporary exemption period, usually a week or so. They introduced it in 2022-23, and computers, sale price of less than $3,000, school, art supplies, instructional materials, et cetera. And they said, nah, we don't like this anymore. We're not going to help New Jersey parents. And I've been talking about this, it seems like, for 15 years. These back-to-school shopping lists of what they demand you have, and the precision of them, and the cost that's out there. Doesn't this help business, too? Doesn't it help them do better? Maybe people would want to spend more if they get more because they don't have the sales tax. And sales tax is one of my all-time take-you-inside-the-mind-of-Dom. This is where the power of a lot of these little petty people that are in elective offices, Dan, they come up with, this is going to be taxed, but that's not. I forget if you eat inside a fast food restaurant, I think that one's not taxed, and if you go to the drive-thru in Pennsylvania, it is. Something like an alpaca sweater is taxed, but not this type of sweater. There are thousands of these things that they come up with, and it gives them power, and it's hard to run them down. Like, why are you paying a sales tax on this, but not on something else? Constantly. But here's Jersey again. Do people not pay attention to this? Do they think, what kind of party would not give parents a break here during this period of time of back-to-school shopping? Why in the world is that the one thing they think is too expensive? It's costing them $35 million, like it's their money. Why not do that? Why did you do it originally? Is it or is it not a good idea? Now, I hear people on the right complaining, and they don't get it either, saying, well, we don't like these winners and losers carving this out. I hear you. Why this tax break but not others? Here's my point. I'm for any tax break we can get on something like this for wide popularity. Let's start there. Let's fight that battle. Let's win that. Every day that we're cutting a tax, no matter how petty, fight them for every penny, crypto or otherwise, whatever you call. Dan, what's a cryptocurrency? I know it's Bitcoin, right? But I mean, is there a denominations or is it just...
So you can get different types of crypto. I mean, Bitcoin is just one type of crypto.
Okay.
Bitcoin is by far the leader of, you know, cryptocurrencies.
Right. But I mean, like, is Ethereum, it denominations?
What do you mean by that? No, you can't like buy like a $10 bill
okay.
of...
What know, do you buy?
It's like trading on the stock market.
Okay.
How you can have like a point percentage of, you know, a stock. On the stock market, you have a point percentage of...
Okay.
I don't know what the price is right now, but Bitcoin's like $13,000 for one Bitcoin. So you'd have like 0.08, you know, of a Bitcoin.
Okay. Boy, I think that's down today too.
Yeah, it is. Oh, they're all down. Yeah. My Coinbase isn't looking too good.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.